Good morning, everyone. I love it that it's full in here. This is great. When you think of vision, and I think vision is one of those things that has been really not as identified as perhaps some other health indicators. And so I'd like to certainly thank my colleague and my my partner in crime here, and that is Ileana. And Ileana is with the UCSD iMobile and the UCSD Shiley Eye Center. No affiliations, disclosures. We did talk about Price Charities, which is a 501c3 funding, family philanthropic agency, as well as San Diego State University, and then the Shiley Eye Project. So as our previous speakers have spoken, 80% of what our children learn in the first 12 years comes through their eyes. One in four children has uncorrected vision problems or issues. And 65 to 75% of juvenile offenders, we've not actually touched on that this morning, but certainly we need to really think about that pipeline that we are creating. The area that I'm going to be talking about is an area in San Diego called City Heights. It is a refugee resettlement area. We speak 83 different languages and dialects in City Heights. There are about 74,000 people in a 4-square-mile area. 42.4% of residents are foreign-born, 100% free and reduced lunch, 33% are not fluent in English, nor are they fluent in their own language, in their own cultures. To set the background of what we began doing now 3 years ago in City Heights, I need to talk about the City Heights Partnership for Children. The City Heights Partnership for Children is a collective impact place-based strategy in which we have a working group of residents, government, nonprofits, businesses, philanthropy, all that come together. As Dr. Harris was pointing out in Texas, it does take an entire team. And I think that when we're looking at our community, we need to look at not adding additional funding, but looking at how we are using the funding that we have and reallocating some of those funds. And so when partners identify who they are and what they have and what they can offer and bring to the table, you'd be amazed how quickly the pie fills up so that we're all really pulling towards the same efforts and goals. With the City Heights Partnership for Children, there are five goals. One is readiness for kindergarten, third grade reading literacy, eighth grade algebra, 10th grade, actually a non-dropout in City Heights, graduation from high school, and then college and career ready. All of those are academic focused, but when we look at all that is entailed on the academic side that needs to be done between K or pre-K and 12th grade, there are also those that are health, behavioral health, physical health, vision health that need to be accomplished in order for that child to be seen as whole and get through and be successful. So if our children cannot see, they cannot learn. And I have one of our children that I'm going to talk about a little bit later that can certainly identify with that. I was really fortunate to be working with the Price family, and certainly fortunate to be working with Ileana. We were able to look at securing a $162,000 grant. There were six funders that all came together as that collective, the collective impact. So these were grant funders that perhaps, my hand's going, that perhaps may have had an interest in vision care. Actually, none of these grantors had any interest in vision before we started talking to them. And then certainly our provider that we looked for in San Diego is UCSD Shiley iMobile and the UCSD Shiley Eye Center. And our goal with this was to screen 5,000 children in 10 elementary schools throughout this Hoover High School cluster. There are 10 elementary schools that feed 2 junior high schools that feed 1 high school. San Diego Unified School District is the 8th largest school district in the United States. It is second in the state of California. And so we looked at what process would we create. Our school nurses also check vision at K and third grade. However, I don't know where all of you are from, but our equipment that our school nurses use is very archaic. It's and certainly has limitations of its own. So we began working with the UCSD iMobile folks, and we looked at vision screening using state-of-the-art digital equipment like the Retomex K Plus 3, which is this right here. And within a minute and a half, it reads the prescription or reads the vision of the children. The secondary piece would be that the iMobile free would come out to each one of our 10 schools and provide a comprehensive, fully dilated eye exam. Then we would look at provision of glasses delivered directly to the child at the school. So it's kind of a nice blend between the two programs that you just heard about, and then certainly referral to ophthalmologist as needed. And again, so just in lieu of time. So we looked at, our N was 5,050 kids of the 10 elementary schools. We were able to see 5,044 of that 5,050 in a year's period of time. All of the schools that are mentioned there are the 10 elementary schools plus the Monarch School, which is a school downtown San Diego for the homeless. Out of that 5,044, 2,111 were referred for secondary screening. Of that 2,000, only 914 were actually screened. 499 were provided glasses. And 208 were fit for frames. Fit for frames means that they had a diagnosis and had glasses beforehand. But we still put them through the process to ensure that their eye exam was clear and that was up to date and current, and then gave them another pair of glasses. 20 were sent to ophthalmology, one of which was a fourth grader who was an immigrant from Africa and had been with us for 2 years. The fourth grader was seen by the iMobile and by the ophthalmologist and was legally blind. Sat in class for 2 years, legally blind. This last year, he was fitted for frames, and we had to slowly bring him up to the prescription that he needed. But he was under basic, below proficiency, before having the glasses, and now he's above basic and above proficiency, just a year later. So that does, I mean, the amount that the student was able to take in and learn in a short 6 months of having his glasses is phenomenal. The other example that I wanted to use here is in one of our schools at Central Elementary School. We have a school-based health center. In this particular cluster, Hoover cluster, we have four school-based health centers. The four school-based health centers actually serve all of the children in the neighborhood, 0 to 19, and they feed all of the schools that are in this one particular cluster. So if I'm at Central Elementary School and I live two or three blocks away or attend a school that's two or three blocks away, I would feed into the Central Elementary Health and Wellness Center. One of the young students at the Central School, Elementary School, was seen. No indications, no nothing. We just screened all children. So every single child was screened whether they were identified by the nurse or not. And this particular child, during the initial phase, was seen to have a bulge in the back of her eye. It was an eye tumor. That same day, this child was in Central, so we took her to the Central Health and Wellness Center, so speaking again about really looking at all of the mechanisms in which schools can create a safety net for all of our children to be safe and also successful. She was seen in the Health and Wellness Center at the school and sent directly to Rady's Children's Hospital in San Diego, had chemotherapy, and was back in school, and this was in November, so she was back in school in January, after getting chemo and getting all of her treatment. So she was back in school. So she missed very little school because that also was the holiday period and time. But they had no knowledge. The parents had no knowledge. She was she did not complain about having any visual disturbances at all. So when we look at the summary of these results, we had 5,044 that were screened. Of that 5,044, 2,011 were sent on to secondary screening. As Dr. Harris pointed out, as well as my colleague in LA, one of the biggest issues is getting that permission slip for this. Is that secondary screen, even if it's happening at the school. So busing them out or having it at the school, it is and continues to be one of those areas that we really absolutely need to do a lot of work in. So of the 2,111, 43% were examined. Now, when we looked at the percentage of kids that were even referred, the national average is about 24-26%. Of referral. So when you look at San Diego and look at this refugee resettlement area, 42% is pretty large. That's pretty high. Of that 43%, 55% went on to need glasses, and then the 23% were the fit for frame, so they all had a prescription already, and then that 20% referred to ophthalmology. So as we're looking at our learning in year one, we can certainly say that we needed to repeat it. And one of the things that I failed to mention with the school-based health centers, we also have a health information linked database. So of those school-based health centers, the four school-based health centers in this one cluster of 13 schools, all of the health records are compiled and kept by the school nurse. So the school nurse has not only HIPAA, but FERPA. And are you familiar with HIPAA and FERPA? Okay. So FERPA gives us the academic achievement, the information, the evaluation pieces from the school district, like their reading comprehension and absenteeism and behavioral health. And because she is the link or the linchpin, the school nurse, they also have access to the FERPA data, so they have access to all their health data. All of our vision screenings were put into the health information exchange with these schools, and so we could begin to look at how did our children succeed after they received their glasses. So we decided that we needed to repeat it so that we had a baseline, but then we were repeating in year two. Recommendations, again, we are looking at right now, we are analyzing classroom behavior, reading levels, absenteeism, and we're looking at the grade level with highest need. Creating a model in San Diego, this had not been done in San Diego before, in which you are working with one cluster that then could be realized throughout the entire district. Cluster by cluster, we took the one cluster in City Heights that was the highest of need in terms of academic achievement and in terms of poverty. And so when we're talking about that, we looked at the lessons learned, as we've heard about before. Certainly relationships with the school nurses is essential. As you saw, the first year we had about 50% of the secondary screening that were absolutely realized and achieved. Well, this last year, we had actually 80%. So the school nurses working with us, our school superintendent was actually the principal at Central Elementary School when we started this, and she is now the superintendent at San Diego Unified School District. So she firmly believes in the power of what we're doing. Also, when we first started this, it was grassroots, realized in that the principals, when they were asked, which surprised me, when the principals were asked with the collective impact group that we were working with, when they were asked, what would help you with your students most? They said, vision. That surprised me. But then also in our Ready for Kinder group, the parents said, our kids need to be able to see. And so that really was the impetus for us creating this whole project and then now moving it forward. So following up with the parent permission slips for secondary examination is essential and difficult. With education, outreach, and certainly with the nurses at hand, we were able to elevate that to 80% this past year. The length of time for completing all levels of exams was longer than we anticipated in year one. But when they went and did the initial screenings were not done through the nurse's office. They were actually done in each one of the classroom settings. So the teachers knew that UCSD, that Ileana and her folks were coming in, and they actually integrated into their curriculum for that day, talking about vision, talking about glasses, therefore decreasing the stigma of wearing glasses and increasing the child's education about why they need to see, and then therefore moving forward and talking to their parents. In City Heights, we have the effect where the kids are primarily the English language speakers in their household, so they go home and teach their parents quite a bit. And so we really felt that need. So we worked with the teachers, and the teachers integrated into their teaching during the day that our group was out screening. So parent and child education, and the need for the health information exchange. And I think that, again, here when you're talking about having school-based health centers, your school nurses are just perched to be case managers in terms of looking at data that health data that happens to our children outside of the school as well as inside of the school. So that school nurse can really extract a lot of information that is helpful. Also following up the children in the school to make sure, one, they're wearing the glasses, two, that they still have the glasses 2 weeks later. Our program does give a second pair of glasses free, as we know our children, I was wearing glasses and I lost my glasses. So with our children, they lose glasses as well. So we take that into consideration. But if we're really to move this effort forward, we really do need to look at academic behavior and attendance of school children. We know that it takes place. We know that it happens. But without having data actually saying that it happens, I think that the battle is still uphill. So looking at the sustainability of the model, and this model has been now replicated in Fresno. And in Fresno, the school nurses now have the RPK3 vision, and they are now utilizing, they've been trained by the UCSD iMobile folks, and they are now utilizing this this screening device for all children in the school. And because the screening device takes very little time, 1 to 2 minutes per child, it doesn't overburden the school nurse. So we have now initiated in Fresno where the school nurses are utilizing this screening device and then sending kids directly to secondary screening. So implementing an HIE between schools and health clinic allows for more complete care and increases the child's access to eye care. Thank you.